from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another season of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Wayne Larrabee along with Lance Allen, and we're joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And, Mike, great to have you with us. And you're buried deep into training camp right now, aren't you?
Well, this is the time of year that you have to put your team together, so we're really hitting a tough stretch going into week four, our second preseason game. But we got a little bit of an injury situation we're trying to fight through, but these are exciting times because you're seeing these young men grow. And really everybody's fighting to have a spot on our football team.
Mike, you mentioned the injury situation. You want to get through, obviously, the preseason clean, but maybe just give us an update on Desmond Bishop, Devon House, what you know at this point.
Well, as the airing of the show, we're still gathering information on Desmond's situation. It is a knee injury, and we're looking into, you know, what else is involved as far as his hamstring and so forth. Devon is an injury some people have played with, some people haven't, so we really have to probably get about 3 or 4 more days to get more information on his situation.
Mike, I want to talk to you about DJ Smith, who went in for Desmond Bishop. Talk about this young player, because he's undersized from a height standpoint, but boy, he plays big.
I mean, DJ Smith is an outstanding football player. I think that was evident last year just for what he accomplished on special teams. You can really see his production, the opportunities he was given with the injuries to Desmond and AJ last year. So it's really his time as he's moving forward. I don't question his ability to play every single down if needed. So he's one of those examples you look for, a player making a huge jump from year one to year two. So he's ready to go.
First preseason game, Mike, was it everything you thought it would be, or were there some things that kind of surprised you a little bit? I think that reaction says something.
Well, the first preseason game is always interesting. You want to stay true to your fundamentals. It's a different level of action that your team hasn't gone through before, so it doesn't matter on the year. It's what year you're in as a team. So it's always a challenge, and we didn't handle it very well in a number of areas, but there's some excellent film that we can learn from, and we had some individuals that played very well.
You preach ball security. I would imagine that's one thing that probably troubled you a little bit from that game.
Well, absolutely. I mean, every team, every football team I've ever been a part of, you preach it, you practice it. We've actually have spent more time handling the football, really coming off of how our season ended last year in that particular game. So it was disappointing the way we handled the football.
You know, let me ask you something about the young players everybody's been talking about since the draft. You guys added your top 6 draft picks were defenders. Many of them made the field the other night and played considerably. I think of Nick Perry to begin with. He seemed to show up in that ball game the other night. He's playing with the ones.
Yeah, Nick actually played well. I mean, there's some things he'll learn from when he sees the film, and Dom Capers and Kevin have a chance to correct it with him. It was important for him to play that first half and get those reps under his belt, because it's the next step is to play 4 quarters, and I was very pleased with his start.
Graham Harrell, kind of an interesting thing. Mike got off to a little bit of a slow start, but toward the end of that first half really seemed to click, especially have chemistry with Randall Cobb.
Well, Graham did an excellent job in the 2-minute drill, and that's always a tough challenge for any quarterback, and to go out and have that drive is something that he'll be able to draw from as we move forward. But
Mike, really, when you talk about preseason games, and we in the media, sometimes we try to draw too big a conclusion. Because,
absolutely.
He's in full agreement with that.
Well, I tell you, that's the first thing you've agreed with me on in years, Coach. But let me ask you, how do you look at it? Because, I see Aaron Rodgers in the first string play 3 series. All right, they didn't do a whole lot. Well, that happens in the regular season, and they might put 35, 40 points on the board the rest of the game. How do you look at preseason? How should we look at it? Is it an individual type thing? It's not so much a team deal, is it?
I think you hit on something very important. It's really the one time that you probably pay a lot more attention and put more emphasis on the individual performance as you do the group and the team performance, because you have 90 players that are fighting for 53 spots, and you're trying to create different opportunities. You probably call defenses or plays, or you do certain things in the game to look at individuals or groups of individuals that you may not do, that you probably wouldn't do in a regular season game. So it's a whole different game. that you prepare for. But at the end of the day, not to contradict it, it is football. So you look for the fundamentals, you look for the finish, you look for the game management, you look for the sideline operation, all those things that are so important that you have to have right coming out of the preseason. So it's an opportunity that we didn't perform very well, but it's an opportunity I promise you we'll learn from.
Well, and you and Norv Turner used about 10 different receivers apiece the first quarter of that game. I was swimming in that preseason game the other night in San Diego. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show. The general manager of the Green Bay Packers, Ted Thompson, is up next. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show, and we are joined by the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy's boss, Ted Thompson. Ted, great to have you here for the show.
All right, thanks for having me. Hello. Hi.
Well, you know, you guys now have been working together for quite some time. Is there a rhythm or pattern to the way you guys go through a season and even an off season?
No, not so much. I think we're no different than any other people that work together. I think we both trust each other. We have each other's back, and we kind of know each other now.
You know, Mike, that relationship between general manager and head coach is so important in today's NFL because a lot of these decisions you make are joint decisions, are they not?
Well, definitely. I mean, Ted is so consistent in everything that he does. It really... It makes my job so much easier. So he really sets the pace and the tempo and really the attitude throughout our building.
You know, when Ted, you put together a team that we might say before training camp begins, this seems like in some places one of the deepest teams you've had. And obviously training camp, injuries, everything it takes will decide how deep the team really is. But in this team on paper, when you come into this season, is this one of the deepest teams you've had overall in your Green Bay Packers tenure?
Well, you know, you would hope so because we've been here longer now. We have more of the people from the past. I think our core continues to change. It continues to mature a little bit. We won't be near the youngest team in the league this year or anything like that. But we think so. You're never deep enough, and like I said, you're in training camp. Even in places where you are relatively strong, it can be made pretty weak pretty fast. So right now we're in the vulnerable stage of training camp and kind of battling through it.
When you go to put together a roster or make a draft pick or bring in a free agent, obviously the talent level is a number one priority, but do you take into effect how this kid is going to fit into your locker room, personality-wise, people-wise, that type of thing?
Yeah, we do. And we talk a lot about that as we're, you know, interviewing prospective players that we're thinking about adding and that sort of thing. The coaching staff's involved with it. Our personnel staff's involved in it. And it's not an exact science. Everybody's a little different. There are guys that have gotten in jam-ups in the past. It doesn't necessarily make them a bad guy. We do try to figure out if the fit's going to be right, and we do think there's a difference between good guys and the bad guys.
Mike, the people that the general manager put into that locker room and how they fit together means everything for chemistry, doesn't it?
Well, I believe in people win and people lose, and I'm talking about the type of people you have. This is a business where you have to have a talent level has to be to a certain point. Everybody in our locker room is very talented. They're there for a reason. So really the chemistry to come together in the ultimate team sport is vital to success, in my opinion.
You brought in Reggie Wells, a veteran offensive tackle. Ted, what did you see in him and in his presence on the team? And we're going to see him in a game coming up this week, possibly.
Yeah, well, you know, as soon as we get him, ready to go, acclimated the whole bit, probably not give him too much. But he's a player that's been around, that has some versatility to play multiple spots along the offensive line. We felt like it's not a big deal. We just felt like he was one of the guys that we wanted to bring in and take a look at for a few weeks and see how it works.
Let's go out to the crowd, Lance Allen, with a question or two. Lance.
All right, thank you, Wayne. And we have the world's tallest Boy Scout, Tony, from Sussex.
Good morning. My question, Coach, is, you know, the loss to the Giants in the playoffs last year was a heartbreaker. And I'm wondering if Is that experience used as a motivation tool going into this year, or do you employ a short-term memory model and use other motivation techniques for your team?
I think it's important to have long-term memory in everything you deal with. Every game is an experience that you can draw from, regardless of the result. Obviously, the Giants game is something that we can draw some tough lessons. That actually, there's things that have happened in that game or led up to that game that we try to implement into our training. So I don't believe in sweeping things under the rug if it didn't go the way you anticipated. But every time you line up, particularly in playoff games, there's so much to draw from those experiences, because those are the most important games, and they're different kind of games to play in. So we look at the Giants' experience as something that we can grow and learn from.
All right, we have Kyle from Green Bay with the next question.
How many hours is Mike McCarthy and the Green Bay Packers putting in on a typical week?
Something about Mike McCarthy.
Well, I've never counted the hours, but I can promise you it's a lot. This is probably the busiest time of year for every coach in the NFL. We're in a training camp mode, so it really goes throughout this week. The first 3-4 weeks in training camp were very hectic, so I'm trying to do the numbers in my head, but we'll just say that we're working a lot.
Thanks for the great questions, guys. Next up, Coach and Wayne on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Long count, and here's the snap. Blitz on, they pick it up. He delivers over the middle, got his man wide open. Across the 45-40, down to the San Diego 37-yard line.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Well, it's time to open up the playbook, Coach. Let's go to that second quarter. You've got Graham Harrell out of the ball game. Packers are trailing 14-0, but starting a drive. And let's take a look at a 3rd-and-5 play, because a couple of things happen on this play. Graham Harrell on this touchdown drive, 8-play drive, hit Randall Cobb 3 times, and here's the first time he did it. Now, you know, Cobb is, we're going to circle him right here, and watch what happens as this play unfolds, and tell us what you're trying to get here out of this play, Coach.
Well, it's a 3rd-and-5 situation, so we're expecting a 3-shell possible pressure from the defense, 3-shell as far as the coverage, type of coverage that they're going to come at us with. So with that, they come with these two pressure players here off the slot. If you go back, it really starts with Graham, makes a protection adjustment, and you'll see that from the end zone copy. But you can see Graham, because the line is sliding to the left, he changes the protection. He brings the center over here to the play side linebacker, and then our running back, Alex Green, does a great job coming over and picking up the blitzer off the slot. So with that, it's a fire zone type pressure that we refer to it. It's an excellent pickup. Graham has a nice pocket, and we have a 3-man combination and an individual right on the backside. So, and really, there's a void in the coverage because of the pressure of these two guys. And you can see Graham takes advantage of that, hitting Randall right in the seam.
Made a nice throw into the seam. Let's take a look at the end zone view of that, if we can. Here, take a look at this. We'll get the telestration clear. This is the running back we're looking at, and he's got to come all the way over here to make the block to spring this play, Mike. And this is something you work on all the time with your running backs. They can't be in on 3rd down if they can't do this, right?
Well, protection adjustments and picking up the blitz is vital, because right now the center, you know, you always declare who the line has. So our 5 linemen have each 4 down in this particular linebacker. So Graham sees the pressure. He changes the line declaration to number 57, and then with that, Alex now has the next defender out here off the slot, or he's also has to keep his eye on that particular defender, because the center is now going to the front side.
Take a look at roll of the play. Graham has made the adjustment, and you see the block.
Well, it's an excellent pickup, and if you go back again to the end zone, you can see, you know, you always want a platform for the quarterback to throw off of. And those 6 guys give Graham that opportunity where he can step into the throw and make an accurate throw to Randall on the scene.
You know, Randall, that took some accuracy on that throw. Randall wasn't as open as he looked on the side view.
Oh no, it's a timing throw. So you can see the void that was created because of the pressure. The Chargers bringing the 2 pressure. There's going to be a quick void right there, and he has to put the ball in the hole. So It's an excellent anticipation throw by Graham Harrell.
All right, there you have it, a look into the playbook. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Mike McCarthy Show coming right back after these words. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy segment. This is, we're going to call this the shout-out segment. Okay,
yeah.
Lance, let's shout out on some couple of players who maybe played well in the previous week's game. Let's start, Coach, with Graham Harrell, your quarterback, who played the lion's share of the ball game. 15 to 27, 135 yards, and a nice touchdown pass to Randall Cobb.
Yes, Sam, he played very well. It's a challenge. You got to play against their first defense, and I was very pleased with Graham's operation. I'm sure there's some throws that he wished he had back, but he had some big play opportunities. The two-minute drill was excellent, so it's an experience that you can draw from.
Defensive shout-out has to go to Tremont Williams. With what he went through last year, that pick, I would imagine that shows he's back.
Well, it's just great to have Tremont, healthy and back, flying around like he's, as we all know, he's capable of. So that was a big pick, coming off the turnover from me. From the offense and to get the ball back, down in the red zone. So that was a big play in the game.
Have you seen it in practice also with Tremont, Mike, day to day, that he's doing more and more of the things he did back in 2010 physically?
Oh, absolutely. Our perimeter group as a whole, offense and defense, is very competitive, and he's at the front of the line. Charles and Tremont they really get after it, and they're a great example for our younger players.
This may not be so much of an unsung, but I thought one of the kids that really stepped up and played well as a cornerback who is in the mix for you, depending on injury, of course, Devon House, who injured his shoulder, but played very well in that ball game. I was really impressed with his stick on the run support.
Definitely. He's done a great job in the offseason. He's playing extremely physical right now. He had the one big play where he came up for the negative yardage run there, and coming off the block, making that hit. So it's unfortunate that he hurt his shoulder, but I've been very impressed with Devon's camp.
This year we're doing a Fans Choice Mike via Twitter, and obviously you hashtag it Mike McCarthy Show every single week.
Do I technically have a Twitter account now?
I think you should. Don't you tweet on occasion?
Well, I do not. So,
that was an emphatic do not.
I just don't want to be hypocritical.
That's good. But this week the tweet of the week was Nick Perry, beast, exclamation point. Do you like what you see so far out of him?
Oh, definitely. I think Nick is off to a great start. This is obviously a position change for him, and I thought he looked very comfortable out there.
He moves for a big guy, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he absolutely really does.
No doubt. Yeah, moves very well for a big guy.
He came in at like 270 or thereabouts, mm-hmm. Lance and Mike, and when I first saw him in the mini camps or the OTAs, you got the feeling that, boy, this doesn't look like a defensive end out there. He moves like he's capable of being a linebacker.
No doubt about it. He's very gifted. He's a very powerful man. So I think he lost about 7-8 pounds mm-hmm. from the spring to now. And he looks very comfortable making the transition.
Nick Perry, they'll be counting on him this year with the Green Bay Packers. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up things up with Mike McCarthy coming up next. We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Second week of the preseason schedule coming up. The Cleveland Browns coming to Green Bay. Be good to get home, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's no place like home, especially Lambeau Field. But it'll be great. It'll be great to get out and play under the lights at home. And we play two of our first four games at night. Start with the Thursday night game at Chicago. So we have we're very on top of the night practices, and this would be good work for us, catching the football and everything working at night. So it's important for us to make progress from the first game.
And, Mike, in the second preseason game, it's not so much about the opponent, it's more about you. What do you want to see in the second game?
Well, just like I said, progress. I mean, it's important for us to play better than we did the prior week. And we're actually going to work on a couple of different things the week of the Cleveland Browns other than the Cleveland. So, there's certain games that we're going to start getting ready for, different defenses that we haven't seen on offense, because we go against a 3-4 every day, so we're going to work some four-man line stuff because of Chicago and some of the teams that we see early in the season.
Well, Mike, have a good week. We'll look forward to the game coming up on Thursday night. See you next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. We'll catch you next week on the Mike McCarthy Show.